In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where the changing of the seasons means new merchandise. If you want fall decor or fall apparel, stop by and see it today. In fact, we're going to be giving away later on the show today a UK sign you can hang in your man cave or your game room or your she shed, Cheryl. You can do that as well.
Somebody burned down my shit. Nobody burned down the shit.
Jennifer is going to have all kinds of great UK merchandise for the holiday season. So if you're shopping for UK stuff, make sure you make it Whoop-De-Doo Design, because the streak is broken against Florida. So that's why we're giving away a UK sign today. And they're also celebrating Creamfield Donut Day. It's Eat a Hoagie Day. Sunday is Guacamole Day.
Oh, I like guacamole.
Stop by and shop at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Uncle Sam Gormley stops by. Enter Sam Man into the studio. Good morning, Sam. Welcome back.
Good morning.
You seem to be levitating just a little bit the last few days. Things are going right in your football world.
Get rid of my alma mater. Take them away.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been a great pass.
I mean, Western aside, the $300,000 loss to Maine, but successful trip to Gainesville.
Yeah.
A 4-0 start for the Cougars. The Bengals
had a great performance last night, so it was a...
So a lot of people don't know Sam hails from Northern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So he is by heritage, what some people would call a Bengals fan.
Yes. It's hard to admit sometimes.
Yes.
So I'm very well averse in depression and heartbreak.
Now you spent some time in Western Kentucky. Has the Bengals taken over, or is it still the Bengals?
Bengals.
Bengals. Okay. I'm trying to do
or
it more your way.
Some people will say Bengals.
Ooh, Bengals. No, I don't like Bengals. I don't. That's B-N-G-I-L-E-S. I don't like that at all. Things are going well for you. My understanding is you even got this ringing endorsement from Coach Smart that said you were okay.
Yes, I did.
That's good.
I mean,
okay.
I know it might not sound like a lot to you, but that's probably the epitome of where it's going to go. He's okay.
He really likes you. He really, really likes you.
I took it as a major compliment.
I mean, it could have gone the other way, but and I'll tell you, I'm hearing good things from other people as well. So. Keep up the good work. We've got to have some explanation on why the Cougar football team is off to a 4-0 start. So we'll attribute it to you. As South Warren comes to town, the Cougars were scoreless last year on their road trip to Rich Pond. But let's go back to the Ohio County game last week. Other than them not being particularly hospitable to visiting media, what happened at Ohio County the other night?
It was just another dominating performance. They went up 41-0 in the first half, and then in the second half, each team only had two drives, and Ohio County scored on both of them. It was just Grayson scored on six of their seven drives, but one of those was a punt return for a touchdown. It was just Ohio County was never in the game at all.
If you set aside the offensive point performance from the Hancock County game, enter Q'Darrius Henry, right? And all of a sudden, you see the average point total by the Cougar offense jumps up tremendously. They're scoring a lot of points average per game.
Yeah, and they've now scored at least 37 in three consecutive games, so the first time since the middle of September 2010. So 8 years in the making of this, and it's the offense has really started clicking, but they got a big game tonight.
About 5.5 yards a carry on 240 yards a game is what I was reading that you had put together.
And then passing, they're averaging just about 55 yards per game.
But the interesting thing that jumped off the page to me was that when you put – to have a 1,000-yard rusher in a season in high school is good. It's really good at any level. I mean, to have, you know, a 1,000-yard rusher a season, you're talking about 100 yards a game, et cetera. But they combined have two backs that have already – put up 700 yards in the first four games. Impressive.
Yeah, Derek Ruth and Q'Darrius McHenry have combined for 700 yards and seven touchdowns, and they're pretty much, I think Derek Ruth is at like 365 and Q'Darrius is just right behind him, so they're a good two-headed monster out of that backfield. And then you also get the quarterback Noah Bullock, and he's also rushed for 177.
Wow.
So between three players, you almost have 900 yards. So it's a good start to that offense.
Got to give some credit to the Cougar defense as well, because they're holding people in check. Gave up 12 points to Ohio County.
But that was the JV defense.
That was, you know, it was late in the game when everybody's, you know, they're eating burritos in the on the sideline by then. Who's leading the team in tackles?
Cooper Terry. So 24 tackles. Three of those have been tackles for loss, two sacks, two forced fumbles. And he's playing that middle linebacker position, which is probably the most important position on the defense. He's pretty much the captain of that force. And you'll hear tonight with Coach Smart, is he gives Cooper credit, but he really wants to make sure the defensive line gets a lot of credit, because he says they swallow up a lot of those defenders, swallow up a lot of the offensive tackles to let Cooper get in and make those tackles.
I remember back around 2011, in that range, when South Warren High School was mentioned, people sort of went, they're no good. They were the newest school, but they hadn't had an opportunity. They didn't have any school spirit. They didn't have any school pride. They didn't have any. Our daughter Taylor had the option. She could have gone. She could have been in the original graduating class at South Warren, but she chose to stay at Greenwood. But now South Warren is a force to be reckoned with pretty much across the board. Even to the point where they're nipping at the heels of Bowling Green Junior College.
Yeah. South Warren became the first team to beat Bowling Green last year, the first Warren County team to beat them since 2010. And, I mean, the only team that's really beaten them is Warren Central. Warren East beat them once. Greenwood's never beaten Bowling Green, and South Warren did it. And it was after getting blown out in their first game, they beat them in the when it actually counts. So
the other night during the UK game, I had to mute Steve Spurrier when he was on with the commentators because I didn't want to hear Steve Spurrier, because I don't really like Steve Spurrier.
Well, did you happen to know that South Warren's quarterback has the same last name and happens to be his grandson?
I learned that as of Sunday. And I thought, oh, no. So now you shared with me earlier this week that his dad was on the staff at Western. Steve Spurrier's son was on the staff at Western. But now he's gone out west somewhere, but the family's still in Bowling Green.
Yes, so I think Gavin has another brother who's a really good cross-country runner. I'm not sure if they're twins, but they're a senior. He's a senior, and he's a really good cross-country runner. So from how I understand is that they decided to stay the senior year while his dad's out coaching outside wide receivers at Washington State with Mike Leach and stuff. So
right.
He's staying, and he's a pretty good quarterback.
Will Gavin win the Heisman like his grandfather?
He might. I mean, he's getting some looks at colleges. I know Western's been looking at him really heavily and stuff. So
they do have a couple of D1 commits on South Warren squad.
They do. Right in the middle of that defensive line, you have Jacob Lacey, who's, you know, just going to Notre Dame. So
that's it.
I guess, you know, that's pretty good.
Only touchdown Jesus.
Yeah. And then you also have Clayton Bush, who's going to Western.
Oh, he's staying at home.
He is. And his dad played at Western, so he has kind of has the WKU connection.
So we'll hear those names. We'll hear the Spurrier name tonight. Any other standouts from South Warren we need to keep our eye on? They've got a Bowling the ethnic diversity of Bowling Green has changed a lot. I'm seeing funnier names on rosters in Bowling Green now. They've got to have a weird kicker name or something.
Your kicker, you ready for this, Misty?
Yes.
Get ready, Misty.
Eldar Dervisevich.
Say it again, my friend.
Eldar Dervisevich.
Let's all say it together. Eldar Dervisevich.
And then Rowdy Shea is on the defense, too. And I just
Rowdy
think that's...
Rowdy Shea, now that's awesome.
He needs to be in the WWE or something.
Absolutely. If he washes out in football, he'll be in the WWE without a doubt.
That's good.
You might have heard me say the girls' soccer team lost. How do we lose to Brett County?
It's the first time I read this morning, it's the first time that the girls have ever lost to Breckenridge County.
Somebody's got some splaining to do.
Right. Primarily Brett County.
Did the tennis referee from Serena Williams
Carlos Ramos was officiating the
high
match.
High school soccer.
What about the week in volleyball? What's it been like?
Volleyball, they had one match, so they're kind of on a, I don't want to say a hiatus, but they swept Ohio County on Tuesday. They're 11-4, 3-1 in the district. That recaps on K105.com, and then they will play on Tuesday at Glasgow.
Oh, over in Scottytown.
Yes.
How about the boys' soccer team?
They beat Barron County 5-1 Monday, and they're playing a rare Friday night home game with a football game, so they're playing at 5 p.m., so you can go to that at 5 and then walk over to the football game at 7. They play Portland Christian, and then tomorrow they'll be at home against Monroe County.
Now, I talked about the girls' soccer program, but they lost to Apollo last week, so it hasn't been a great week. It's senior night, was okay. But it's been a mixed bag for the girls this week.
Yes. Senior night, they won 5-0 over Monroe County. Don has that recap on K105.com as well. Tomorrow, they'll be in the Mustang Classic down at Muhlenberg County. They'll play Logan County at 1 and Muhlenberg at 4:45.
Golf, I know they played Brett County yesterday as well.
They did. So the boys won and the girls tied.
Was it senior day?
Yes,
I think so. Final home match. And then where do they go tomorrow?
So they'll be in the Louisville Butler Invitational at Quail Chase Golf Club tomorrow.
I was reading a recap from the Purple Strider Classic, the cross-country meet from last week. And while Haley Stallings, she finished second, I have it on pretty good authority she ran backward the entire way. Is that true?
Yeah, and she crawled for a day.
She was doing more of the warrior dash. She was having to go over walls, under barbed wire.
Steeplechase, isn't that what they call it?
Exactly.
She stopped.
Lucas Gallagher had a good time for the Cougars as well, 17:41.
He took 30 seconds off his time from last week.
That's good. The Cougars finished 8th overall as a team. Where do the cross-country go tomorrow? Where do the Harriers go tomorrow? Did you look it up? You all both thought I was silly 4 weeks ago. Did you ever look up Harriers?
No.
Did you look up Harriers?
If I had, I wouldn't remember what it
you,
says.
You wouldn't confess that I was right. What, Central Hardin tomorrow?
Central Hardin at the fairgrounds.
Very good. Now, the Cougar Band will play perform tomorrow twice. Butler County at 12:45. That's been an adjusted performance time, by the way. And then 7:30 at Russellville. And then listen for the horns and sirens around the square around 11:30.
Yep. They're coming.
Because I assume, well, I mean, we don't know that for certain, but if they have another successful haul like they did last week, then it'll be a big welcome home party tomorrow night about 11:30. Early game for tomorrow at Kroger Field as Murray State's Racers come to town. Blue hangover?
That's, I think, the only worry, but I don't think it should happen. I think even a hangover Kentucky team, this Murray State team's not very good. They've scored 20 points so far this year against Central Arkansas and another school that you've probably never even heard of. So it's just good to, I think, this is a perfect game to have in between Mississippi State and Florida.
Right. Here will be my takeaway. If they come out and just throttle Murray State from the jump tomorrow, then I will feel like they've taken a pretty big step forward as far as their attitude goes. But the old UK football will come out tomorrow and look lethargic through three quarters and then figure out a way to win at the end.
Yeah, no, win by 10 or something.
Yeah, and that can't happen.
No, I think they just need to go out and win by 40 and just say, you know what, it's done.
My guess, here's another thing that I want to know. Maybe you know this because you've got good insider knowledge. Wonder what time the Murray State team will be traveling through Litchfield.
That I do not know. It's probably today.
They absolutely have to go through here sometime today. Yes?
And should we throw eggs at their bus when they come by or
no,
something?
No, no, no. Nothing like that.
You know, Sam.
Dead man walking. It's be like the Green Mile. Walking the Blue Mile. Yep. Cougars in the classroom tonight. Can you tease a little bit maybe what we're going
to
see?
Headed to, you know, draw some pictures and paint some rocks.
Draw some pictures and paint some rocks. That's all the tease I'm getting?
We're leaving the Litchfield city limits, too, so one or the other.
Okay, very good. You're leaving town. All right. Did you get a permission slip to do that? What time's the locker room show tonight?
6:30.
Sam Gormley has the call tonight as the South Warren Spartans come to town. For Cougar football, we'll have the game for you. Kickoff is at 7. Got to get to a break. Today's water cooler question, your chance to win, is coming up here on In the Know.